Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
And ladies, time for our midweek daily editorial. It is Wednesday. I want to say hello to all the idiotic Fetterman supporters out there. I tried to watch the debate last night. I could not find the channel that it was on, but Jimmy watched it and has some very interesting comments about it. Jim, let's start out with that.
This was, unfortunately for John Fetterman, the worst debate performance certainly in the Senate race in American history. He was not capable of completing a sentence.
Okay.
It was absolutely terrible. He could not, he opened up the debate with, hi, good night. He was unable to answer questions about releasing his medical records without confusing words within that sentence and responses. He tried it. I mean, there is absolutely in every real, even honest leftist right now is actually saying, oh my God, that was terrible. Why'd they even let him on stage?
Yeah.
It was, and it almost certainly will guarantee Oz will win this election.
Okay.
If it doesn't,
we're in big trouble.
This nation is like done.
Yeah.
Because you have the media and the tech companies propping up this type of incompetence. And you know, nothing on the guy. He had a stroke, whatever. But his policies are terrible from a positive perspective of American, you know, he actually came out publicly and said he was against fracking, and then he came out last night and over the last week and said, no, I wasn't out. I'm for fracking.
Yeah.
There's so many issues and inconsistencies in this statement, and he has no real capacity. He's just a prop that the Democratic Party put forward. And the unfortunate reality is he's being supported very much like Joe Biden by the media, by an entire complex that is so bent on power, they're willing to put really a medically incapable man
okay.
up on the stage for
yeah.
Senate.
How did he get there in the first place, in your opinion, Jimmy? When I saw him for the first time, I couldn't believe that he was there. How do you think he got there in the first place?
Democratic machine in Pennsylvania. I think it's corrupt. I think it was, you know, he went for the Democrats and then union support. And people blindly support these policies without understanding what the impact of the policies
yeah.
are for them. You know, it always amazes me that union leadership really influence and shape their union membership to support Democrats who allow for open borders, who actually are, you know, Democrats that have been selling out this nation to foreign powers for a long time, and somehow the union member or union leaders convince the members to go ahead and support these people that are destroying their jobs.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in Ohio. It's what happened in Michigan. Union leadership, one, they convinced people that they wanted more money than they could, you know, they could possibly expect to get for the companies to stay stable.
Yeah.
And so that destroys the industry. And then they lose to overseas competition. And it's really the union leadership's fault because they're no longer people that work through to represent the actual membership that were part of either on the assembly line or worked in the factories and worked their way through. They're hired guns that are Democratic operatives, and they are political manipulators.
Well, that's a very interesting opinion. How about when you have a president who expresses the following to the vice president of the United States, happy birthday to a great president, which is
this is exactly the same issue.
Yeah, it is
Fetterman and Joe Biden. I
yeah.
mean, the media has propped this up. The Democratic Party has propped this up. They want puppets. They don't want leaders or thinkers.
Well, and then you get people like the vice Liz Cheney who basically takes over in an important situation for the liberals, and quite frankly, for what she had to do, she did a good job. I don't agree with her at all, but she was pretty damn efficient in what she had to do.
Well, yeah, we'll see in the end. I mean, obviously, it didn't work for her in her own position.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But apparently that's not important to her.
Well, and this is people willing to compromise their values. Yeah. I mean, don't tell me you have integrity and you're fighting for integrity if you swap over parties in order to support the opposition, who are making accusations that are frivolous, false, and political.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it is just sickening, and people are seeing through it. They're finally waking up. And that's what I say. Thank God for Joe Biden, because the entire facade of the lies in Washington, D.C. are finally clear for people to see. The corruption, the level of incompetence, the level of partisan attacks in order to achieve personal financial gain are now, you know, wide open. And I think it's going to reflect in this election. And if it doesn't, then people are going to be absolutely furious, because all the polling is going towards conservatives and a lot of America First conservatives.
We'll have to see what happens in 2 weeks from yesterday. And I'm hoping you're correct. You know, I was reading an interesting editorial yesterday, and Joseph Stalin was quoted in that editorial as saying, and this I think relates directly to the January 6th situation with Trump. Stalin said, quote, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime."
Right. You can always find a crime to somebody. And that's what they're doing. They're actually holding people in jail. You know, a young Army female soldier, former Army soldier, they're holding her without bail because they say she's a threat because of her thoughts. That was a Tucker Carlson piece the other night, did a fantastic job. But there are hundreds of people that were being held without bail because of, quote, the threat to democracy, when they actually were only trespassing and they were frustrated because of another statement that Joe Stalin said.
Yeah.
And that was, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And that's what we're...
That's a quote I don't particularly remember, but that sure is true. You know, something else that this editorial said is that how is it possible for Steve Bannon to be punished for ignoring a subpoena from the U.S. Congress when you look at all of the liberals before him, you know, led by Eric Holder, who did not comply with subpoenas?
Well, again, it just shows you the partisanship inside Washington, D.C. The fact that the Obama administration did a phenomenal job of embedding political operatives that believed in power over the best interests of this nation in long-term government positions.
Yeah.
And that is just permeates the justice and the FBI right now.
Well, it's pretty sad. I want to go on to a different subject, by the way, Jim.
And the intelligence community, by the way.
I'm sorry, what?
And the intelligence community, by the way.
Yeah. I want to talk about Ted Cruz. I like Ted Cruz, and I've appreciated his views and his stature over the past years. I'm wondering, what do you think his chances are in 24?
To be Attorney General? Fantastic. To be President? Not if Trump or DeSantis run.
You really don't think so?
No, he's not going to run. He's not going to run against Trump, and he won't run against DeSantis.
Okay.
That's very, very unlikely. If Trump decided not to run, all indications to me are that he's going to run. He's actually looking for campaign managers. He's got a very sizable, you know, set of organizations with a lot of funding. He's got the experience. He's got the momentum. There's nobody that's going to stand up and probably run against him. Yeah, from his ideological point of view.
Well, let me
ask
you this.
Ted Cruz supports Donald Trump,
and
he's in his type of view. Well, Ron DeSantis supports Donald Trump and actually is in his camp. There'll be people like Chris Christie, who's, you know, kind of an egoist, that may say, "Hey, I want to, you know, stabilize things," and he's just another political hack. You'll have a few people that may decide to run that are, you know, Liz Cheney, she may try to do it. There'll be a possible, you know, rhinos that will try to come in and do it. But there's no possible way that any of them will have the stature and the ability to do it. And the media has pretty much used up all their ammunition on Donald Trump, with the exception of one thing that may happen if Department of Justice in the next week or two tries to indict Trump and tries to bring him in and arrest him for, you know, some January 6th BS.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How bad will the January 6th hearings long-term hurt Donald Trump?
They're not going to hurt him at all. In fact, I think he's gaining ground from it. And it shows in polling that more people today think there were problems and issues in the 2020 elections than did right after the election and after January 6th. That's because more people are seeing evidence of real concern.
Yeah.
And as you get more evidence, and if what it looks like, the House will be taken over by Republicans, and you get open, transparent investigations that include Democrats. You know, they'll make their arguments, but it's going to be hard to argue against, you know, the facts. You're going to see a complete different change and a question of exactly what happened in 2020.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information out there in the key states, in the very key counties where the shift of the election came forward. You know, a lot of Democrats make this comment, and almost all media outlets today, Newsmax included, even Fox, are very careful in the way they present November 2020 election.
Yeah.
They will typically say, you know, unproven, and most leftists will probably say the lies. You know, they'll call it the big lie. Leftist media outlets and you know, George Stephanopoulos, you know, Anderson Cooper, these very well-known, you know, big media outlets will always push that comment. The problem becomes for them, if in fact they push so hard on it and information comes out that, wow, there was questions why, you know, there's only a 10,000 vote or 9,000 vote difference in Arizona. And, oh, by the way, there were 150,000, you know, inaccurate voter rolls, or, you know, they can't find the data in Fulton County in Georgia.
Yeah.
And that becomes well known. They're going to have a hard time having any credibility left, and then they're going to have a hard time actually countering the narrative. And again, they've used every tool in the book, and I think they're going to find out that Americans are looking through it. They see through it right now. Let's hope there's still enough people out there. I mean, if John Fetterman wins in Pennsylvania after his unbelievable, disastrous event last night, I mean, this man needs to be in rehab. He should not be out on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
If people still come out and vote for him in large numbers and it's a close race, that is just absolutely embarrassing to the American population that we would actually do that. And of course, it's consistent with Joe Biden.
Yeah, I would think it would be absolutely an embarrassment to the Democratic Party. But I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. I got a dentist appointment this morning. As soon as I get home, I'm going to go back to my computer as I did yesterday. I spent a lot of time researching for today's daily editorial, and I will go back and I will watch the Fetterman Oz debate because I'm sure YouTube will be carrying it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places that are carrying it.
And yeah.
The clips, I mean, just go to Citizen Free Press, take a look at the clips, or the Liberty Daily. It was just painful to watch most. Even, you know, CNN, most analysts are having to agree with that. They can't argue it. There's no way you can argue it.
Okay.
And feeling sorry for the guy is one thing, but electing to be the deciding vote in the Senate is another.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have to say that it'll be interesting. We've got some pretty interesting things going on with all of the gaffes by the president. With the way the vice president handles herself, I would have to say it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in 24.
It is definitely going to be. I mean, we're coming up in the 23 is going to be a crazy year because you know that the left. I mean, they've basically gone off the rails, and they can't come back from it without firing most of their senior leadership. I mean, a big problem with the DNC is Jamie Harrison. Jamie Harrison's the DNC chair. Jamie Harrison lost to Lindsey Graham in South Carolina by a large margin, but spent over $100 million doing it.
Yeah.
So you have an entire corrupt, incredibly corrupt bunch of grifters that have failed. Stacey Abrams is another one from Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, she's lost now a couple of times. And, I mean, these people, they keep losing, but they are put in leadership positions. They're not losing because they're competent.
Yeah.
They're losing because they're incompetent. And they're making decisions based on, you know, their ideology, not on the best interests of the nation. And it's becoming apparent. And when you get people like KJP, the Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson,
yeah,
you know, coming up continually, provenly lying. And then, of course, Joe Biden can't even, you know, I mean, the guy, he can't think through a problem at all.
Yeah.
Everyone's starting to see through the facade.
Well, it's going to be interesting if everyone does start to see through the facade. The negative feelings for Trump are pretty high. That's the only thing that scares me a little bit. Jimmy, I do have a dental appointment. I'd like to wrap this up within about 5 minutes if we can.
You bet. Well, and your comment on Trump. So his favorability ratings are actually increasing right now. And as you mentioned, watching his speech this weekend or his rally, he's actually being quite careful. He has a lot more experience.
Of course he is.
He was never a politician, right? And the reason why he was elected in 2016 was because he spoke straight. The reason why he was not elected in 2020 was questionable.
Yeah.
How did Joe Biden get 81 million votes? 10
right.
million votes.
No, I agree with that.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but beyond that, he listened to advisors that didn't let him be himself.
Yeah.
And when he's himself, Americans are beginning to realize, and they know when they're being pushed on these woke agendas. When when Joe Biden interviews or allows a transgender weirdo to interview him in the White House, that's really embarrassing. That doesn't go well. Most Americans are like, what is going on? And they hype that issue. When they're hyping transgender surgeries for children, altering drugs.
Yeah, you're not seeing that. The problem is you're not seeing that in the press. At least I'm not seeing it in the press.
I'm seeing it all over the place.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, but not in mainstream media.
Yeah.
But that's the issue. And who's seeing it? The people at home with their children in schools and their kids.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, I certainly hope so. Jim, it's 9:27. I got to run. I got to take a shower and go and get my tooth fixed.
You bet, Al. Well, good luck with that. And we'll get back and start hitting the economy tomorrow.
You betcha. Thanks, Jim.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.